Robinhood Radio presents And the Good News Is with award-winning author John Neufeld.
Here's good medical news, especially since it involves a non-invasive way to catch signs of early Alzheimer's. A simple eye test carried out by opticians could help predict who is at risk of developing dementia, a new study suggests. The test examines the tissue at the back of the eye, the retina, to spot signs of eye disease. Scientists have found people with thinner retinas are more likely to have problems with memory and reasoning and believe the test could be used to screen for early dementia. A study of 32,000 people measured parts of the retina, and in particular the retinal nerve fiber layer, using what's called optical coherence tomography. The study participants were between the ages of 40 and 69 and were also assessed on their memories, reaction times, and reasoning, which flaws can be an early sign of dementia. Said Paul Foster of the University College London Institute of Ophthalmology, tests could help identify people at high risk of developing the disease. It is likely that treatments will be more effective in slowing or stopping dementia at earlier stages. It should be possible to design better clinical trials for treatments that make a real difference and improve people's lives. Researchers said an advantage of these new tests is that they offer a relatively inexpensive and non-invasive way to screen a patient for incipient dementia. With future treatments for Alzheimer's likely to be most effective if given in the early disease process, research into sensitive and non-invasive markers of the disease is vital. The brain is well protected by the skull, and current approaches for detecting brain changes, such as scans, can be expensive to use routinely. Deterioration of the retina may mirror changes going on in blood vessels of the brain, which might play a part in the development of the disease. No clue, however small, should be overlooked. I'm John Neufeld.
The Good News Is with John Neufeld, recorded in the facilities of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, 67 Main Street, Sharon.